Hi, and welcome to this podcast about some frequently asked questions associated with using interviews in qualitative research. So perhaps the commonest question I am asked is, what books should I read about designing interviews? And my answer is always, any book by Steiner Cavell. So just to spell that out, it's Steinarkvale. So Steiner Cavell is considered the expert on interview design for qualitative research. Alternatives include Interpreting Qualitative Data by David Silverman and Research Design by John Creswell, but it's worth definitely finding some Cavell papers or books. Another common question I'm asked is, what type of interviews are there? And generally speaking, there are three types of interviews: structured interviews, semi-structured interviews, and unstructured interviews. So a structured interview is one where all of the interview questions are prepared beforehand and they're fixed, and the sequence in which the questions are asked are also fixed. So no new questions will be added during the interview, and often the interviewer gives the interviewee the questions several days before the interview. A semi-structured interview is one where some of the questions are decided upon, but others are not fixed, although the specific topics and themes will be decided upon. The researcher has some leeway in asking follow-up questions, and the questions may not necessarily follow an exact order. An unstructured interview is one where the researcher has a small set of self-prompts almost to investigate the research question. One single question can lead to any number of follow-up questions depending on the response. These unstructured interviews tend to be more like conversations than interviews per se. Another common question I get asked is, do I need to record the interview? And the answer is definitely yes. You can record it using whatever you like, pen and paper, audio recording, video recording, whatever the interviewee is comfortable with. But I will note, if you use a pen and paper, it's crucial that you write down everything that is said, both by you as the researcher and by the interviewee. It must be a verbatim recording. There's no point just writing down the things that strike you as being important. The entire text must be available both to your supervisor and others to review and reanalyze. So another question I get asked is, how do I think of questions for the interview? And my answer is always that the questions should stem directly from your research question. So you should be able to look at each question of the interview and identify how it helps answer your primary research question. It's also advisable, in my opinion, to look at existing research literature that relates to your research topic, and if they have used the interview as a technique as part of their research, then identify what types of questions they have used. And you should think, can they be adopted or used to suit my research? If you can use other researchers' questions verbatim, then you have a one-to-one comparison between the answers they've got and the answers that you will obtain, which is excellent for the analysis. A very common question I'm asked is, how many people should I interview? So there is no hard and fast answer to this. It very much depends on the type of research being undertaken and the population of interest for the research. But a good rule of thumb is 15 plus or minus 10 people. So 15 plus or minus 10 means you can have as few as 5 and as many as 25. Over 25 is probably too many. After that, there is somewhat of a law of diminishing returns. The same themes will recur over and over again. Less than 5, and there probably isn't enough for significant comparisons. Another question I'm asked is, are there situations where I shouldn't use the interview as my experimental technique? So yes, there's definitely loads of situations where you shouldn't use interviews. Let's imagine we're looking at electoral voting behavior. Typically, we need at least 1,000 people as a representative sample for electoral voting behavior. So it would be impractical, really, to interview 1,000 people. So a survey or a questionnaire would be much more a likely candidate. Another example might be an in-depth study of how people behave and how they interact with their environment and things like that. So an interview mightn't really capture the totality of the situation there or the experience. So perhaps a participant observation or a field study might be a better alternative. Quite a common question I'm asked is, when should I do the interviews? And again, it very much depends on the specific experiment being undertaken. But typically, there are two points in the experimental process where interviews occur. First is during the requirements gathering part of the experiment. So to discuss with people what they want from the experiment, what they already have and what they need. And the second common time that interviews occur are in the evaluation phase. So when you're trying to get feedback from people on what they thought of the outcomes of the experiment. So there are the main two points in requirements gathering and during evaluation. Another question that's often asked is, are there any software packages that can help me collect and analyze data from the interviews? And yes, there's loads of different software packages. Some are free, some are not. Some typical examples include Atlas.ti, InVivo, MaxQDA, Nudist, Hyper Research, loads of them. There's loads of them out there. I have to say, on a personal note, I am a very big fan of Microsoft Excel. I think it's an absolutely brilliant tool. It can usually do almost anything. Whatever you need it for in terms of the collection of data, in terms of annotation, in terms of analysis, with Excel you can create notes, you can add hyperlinks to other cells, hyperlinks to other worksheets, hyperlinks to external documents. It can easily store both quantitative and qualitative information. It can do calculations. A change in one cell can impact any other cell within the system. So the Excel spreadsheet idea is a very powerful tool, and I would definitely learn to use that as much as I can. Finally, some further tips about doing interviews. Once you've decided on the questions for your interview, create an order for the questions so that each question flows naturally into the next one. Something else I'd say is try to use words and language that it's easy to understand, but also relevant to your audience. Try to avoid asking leading questions. So you don't contribute your opinion to this. You're just getting the interviewees. Feel free to ask specific questions. Feel free to ask counter questions. Ask for elaboration, but don't contribute your own opinion. That's not the purpose of the interview. If the interviewee uses qualifiers such as I think or it seems to me, almost distancing themselves from their answers or reducing the definiteness of the answer, try to get them to lock in a more certain answer. Ask a follow-up question. Say to them, based on your experience, is this what you think happens? Get them to confirm what you think they're saying. Make sure when you're designing the interview questions that you have at least a few control questions that will validate some of the other questions in the interview. During the interview process, avoid small talk at all costs. This is a formal data gathering process. Save the small talk for before and after the interview. The final thing I would say about interviews is listen, listen, listen. Listen very carefully during the interview. Listen to the voice, the tone. Listen for pauses. Listen for sighs. Listen for the subtle nuances that might allow you to tap into a rich vein of data. Thanks very much for listening to this.